I was a junior in high school when I turned the TV. Jane Tuberty went to a restaurant and shot everyone up with a machine gun. It was from my hometown. We talked about it till the sun went down. And everybody got up and stretched and yawned, and their lives went on. And I just left Safeway when I walked in my doorway. When a guy took a boat to an island, shot a bunch of little kids up in Norway. Caught a few of my friends around here, but no one much really cared. But I did, because I got a lot of friends there. I just arrived in Seoul by way of Beijing. I had an hour to myself at my hotel when I turned on the TV. It was quite a thriller. CNN was promoting the Batman killer. His eyes were glazed like he was from Mars. Yesterday was no one, today was a star. I was down in New Orleans at the Monoleum, enjoying some time all to myself when I turned the TV on. There were shootings in a Portland mall, and it was everyday America, and that's all. It was just another one who walked down Royal Street. The rest of the world was out having fun. December 14th, another killing went down. I got a letter from a fan, and he said, "Mark, say a prayer for Newtown." I ain't one to pray, but I'm one to sing and play. For women and children and moms and dads and brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts. December 25th, and I was just laying down. I picked up a pen, I wrote a letter to the guy in Newtown. I said, "I'm sorry about the kids and the teachers who lost their lives. I felt it coming on, I felt it in my bones, and I don't know why." So when Christmas comes and you're out running around, take a moment to pause and think of the kids who died in Newtown. When so young, who paid the price to make us stop and think and try to get it right? When so young, who knew a cloud so dark over them? And they loved home, gave their mom and dad kisses. So when your birthday comes and you're feeling pretty good, baking cakes and opening gifts and stuffing your mouth with food, take them all for the children who lost their lives. Think of their families and how they mourn and cry. When you're gonna get married and you're out shopping around, take a moment to think about the families who lost so much in Newtown.